the church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Help us to fight this evil.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 46. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
That's Senator Dan Coats of Indiana announcing yesterday the failure to get 60 votes that were needed to advance a bill that would ban funding for Planned Parenthood. Joining us to talk about that very vote and the efforts to ban Planned Parenthood, Christy Harmerich. She's spokesperson for Americans United for Life, based in Washington, D.C. Christy, welcome to Issues Etc.
Todd, thank you so much. I've been a big fan of this show for a long time and have enjoyed working with your staff.
Well, Christy, what were they attempting to do yesterday?
Well, Senator Ernest from Iowa put forward S-1881, and it's a bill to prohibit federal funding of Planned Parenthood. Now, Planned Parenthood receives from the taxpayers at the state and federal level about $500 million, half a billion dollars of their budget coming to them from taxpayers. Yesterday, at the federal level, the senators were trying to pass a measure that would block them from receiving federal dollars as this investigation into these scandalous allegations of human trafficking, organ trafficking, are being investigated. So it was an effort to defund them at the federal level, and because of the way it was put forward as a standalone bill, it needed a veto-proof majority, and therefore it did not reach 60. So while we won 53, we did not win 60, and 60 is what you need to override a presidential veto.
How do you view it? Do you view it as an advance over the 2011 attempt to do the same thing?
Well, it is an advance. What it does is it puts down a marker in an election year. That's very important. We have a lot of men and women who are now on the record saying that they're in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood. What it does also is I think it communicates that the game has changed. These videos that show Planned Parenthood going through the human remains of infants that died in abortion clinics, preparing to package them and sell them for parts, gloating about it's another boy, or talking about getting a full baby delivered dead. These are horrific images, and they have tarnished Planned Parenthood. And I think it's really interesting to note, Planned Parenthood for years has tried to pretend that they're not the abortion megameth that they are. And say, oh, it's only 3% of our services, when in fact, it is the what they do is they measure service by number. So if they took your blood pressure, took a weight, and gave you an abortion, they're like, well, we did three services for you. So Planned Parenthood is only giving you 30% of what we did for you is abortion. They try to make abortion to be nominal and insignificant. And I think what these videos have done is shown that this organization, receiving half a billion dollars from taxpayers, is in the business of death. And it puts it on the radar screen. I'm very disappointed, to be frank, that we didn't win yesterday. But I do believe that in an election year, having a vote like this is significant.
What what accounts for the continued protection that Planned Parenthood has in the U.S. Senate? How would you describe that to us with a few minutes here?
Well, you have to understand, as Todd, I know you do, Planned Parenthood has a foundation. They have a lobbying organization. They are putting money in the hands of politicians left and right. And I think that one of the things that everybody needs to ask their elected representatives is, have you taken any money from the abortion industry? The abortion lobby, Emily's List, to Planned Parenthood Foundation, to the National Abortion Federation of Abortionists. All these people are putting serious money on the table to get abortion-centric politicians in the White House, in the Senate, in the House, and at the local level. We need to hold people to account about taking money from the abortion lobby and not holding them accountable for their horrific behavior. So that's the reason, in my opinion, why they have the loyalty they do. It's money. And we need to hold them accountable, and we need to stop that flow of money.
There are, at least reportedly, going to be at least another 8 videos that could potentially be released, one a week or maybe even more often. What do you think the ultimate cumulative effect will be with about 30 seconds here, Christy?
The cumulative effect is that it's woken up the nation. People forgot what abortion was about, and they forgot about the deaths of the unborn, and they forgot about how ugly and gruesome the abortion industry truly is. We thought we reminded them with the Gosnell murders of born alive infants, but now we see Planned Parenthood making so much money off death. It's woken up our nation, and that's, to me, what's the best thing that's happened so far.
Christy Hamrick is a representative of Americans United for Life, based in Washington, D.C. We'll post a link to Americans United for Life under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Christy, thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to look forward to Sunday morning, according to the Historic Lectionary, talking with Pastor Jason Broughton about Jesus weeping over Jerusalem and cleansing the temple in Luke chapter 19. Jesus, in Luke's gospel, comes to the temple filled with tears. He comes to Jerusalem. While he does enter triumphantly, he comes there to execute judgment. And the judgment that he executes there is not only that which he predicts against the city of Jerusalem and really against all of Old Testament Israel for the rejection of the Christ, but ultimately the judgment is going to fall upon him at the cross. We're going to talk about that as the center of this coming Sunday's teachings in that gospel reading in Luke chapter 19 with Pastor Jason Broughton tomorrow as we look forward to Sunday morning. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.